It's WUIS. I'm Brian Mackey. You might think that with the state of Illinois' finances in flames, the top legislative leaders would be in constant meetings with the governor, that they were working around the clock to hammer out a compromise. You might think that, but as I'm about to explain, you would be wrong. For years, there was a routine to the way Illinois' top politicians would work out their disputes over the budget and other policy matters. The governor would meet with the four main leaders of the legislature, known as the four tops. That's the top Democrat and Republican in both the House and the Senate. The meetings were regular, and they'd often last for hours. Through late May, most people who follow Illinois government looked at the differences between Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and top Democrats and thought, they'll meet, they'll work it out. Today, however, that seems quaint. The subject of leaders' meetings, or more accurately, the lack of leaders' meetings, has come up again and again in House Speaker Michael Madigan's regular news conferences with State House reporters. Mid-July.
I'm not quite certain when there was a meeting with the governor and the leaders. The governor and I met 7-8 days ago.
Mid-August.
A little bit ago, and I don't recall the exact date.
And this week, September 2nd.
The last meeting with the governor, I don't recall exactly when it was.
2 weeks, a reporter asked. Three?
I'm not going there.
Thanks, everybody.
House Republican leader Jim Durkin was asked the same question a few weeks ago. When was the last full leaders meeting?
It was a month and a half ago.
Working backwards, that would put it roughly at the end of June. And a spokeswoman for Senate President John Cullerton says his official calendar shows the last leaders' meeting took place May 29th. Illinois is in uncharted territory. Courts are directing spending. And there are stark differences, arguably existential differences, between Rauner and the Democrats. Now, there is some communication happening at high levels. Both Republican legislative leaders say they're in regular contact with the governor. And Cullerton's spokeswoman says the Senate president has met with Rauner monthly and exchanged phone calls, too. But that's not the same thing as all five of state government's most important politicians locking themselves in a room together. Durkin, the House Republican leader, was at a loss for explaining why there haven't been more meetings.
The last meeting we had was unproductive. There has to be something meaningful in these leaders' meetings, and I can't say why there's not more.
Speaker Madigan echoed that critique in his own elliptical way.
Well, we've had good, courteous, respectful meetings with the governor. Discussion. Well, they could have been more productive.
So should the leaders be meeting more?
I think that we ought to meet as much as we'll get the job done. And the job is the elimination of the budget deficit.
And that right there is the main dividing line. Rauner's priority is not only addressing the budget deficit, but also making changes in law aimed at helping businesses and weakening organized labor. Once again, House Republican Leader Durkin.
The governor has indicated that he's willing, again, to consider their priorities, but they have to give him something in return. That's what's called negotiations.
The calendar has been filled with pressure points that were supposed to help push the governor and Democrats toward compromise. The end of the legislative session in May, the new fiscal year July 1st, not being able to make the state payroll in mid-July or provide funding for schools in August. But each of these has come and gone, with a mix of courts, consent decrees, and the governor himself stepping in to ease pressure. No pressure, no conversation. And no conversation, no deal. The problem in the Capitol is not just that the state's top politicians are talking past each other. The problem in the Capitol also seems to be that the state's top politicians are not talking at all. I'm Brian Mackey.